All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And this Saturday, once again, a reminder, this Saturday, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. There's no admission this year. You don't have to buy your tickets in advance. You show up at that tap room. Now, you can get all the details at maplebaconcoffeeporter.com, but this Saturday is Funky Buddha's signature event.
It is the best I've been to. I'm telling you, if you enjoy life, you love beer, you go. You like music, you go. You like food, you go. Just life, just humans, just being outside. I'm telling you, the event's beautiful. If you haven't been to the tap room, the building that they own is amazing. You get to see the process of making beer, everything that you want. I'm telling you, it is one of my favorite events every single year.
MapleBaconCoffeePorter.com. Friday, we will be out live doing the show at FLA Live Arena, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha. We have a lot of headlines to get to here for 5 o'clock, Solana. You got Tom Brady, you got Tua Tagovailoa, and you do have New Jersey Devils associate coach Andrew Brunette, the Bruno man, the Panthers coach last year. I want to make some clarifications to the story, or some more context. We talked about that during the show, context. Andy Slater, who does a show in West Palm Beach, and you should follow Andy Slater on Twitter, at Andy Slater. He's very, very good with breaking news. So about 3 hours ago, when we started the show, Slater scoop. New Jersey Devils associate coach Andrew Brunette was arrested for DUI in South Florida on Wednesday. Brunette, who coached the Panthers last season, is being held on $500 bond. The NHL All-Star Game is in Sunrise this Saturday. 47 minutes ago, Andy Slater tweeted out this, Slater scoop. Andrew Brunette was leaving a bar on his golf cart when police arrested him for DUI. And then a follow-up tweet 27 minutes ago, details. Brunette's golf cart was illegally parked outside this bar, cops say, and there's a picture attached to it. It is something, Kahuna Bar and Grill, if anybody knows where that is. I think it's Kahuna. Deerfield Beach. I think it's Deerfield Beach, Kahuna Bar and Grill. It says, Brunette's golf cart was illegally parked outside this bar, cops say. He came out saying he was leaving, but still was given a ticket. Brunette went back in to get his wife. The deputies waited 15 minutes and then saw him drive away under the influence, police say. So there you go.
A golf cart. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a golf cart on the streets, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
But also, it's a golf cart. So, I don't know.
He's going 8 miles per hour.
Right, yeah.
If he does something, he's really just going to hurt himself. Yeah. You're not hurting anybody with a golf cart.
Don't operate a motorized vehicle under the influence. A boat, a golf cart, a car, you know, whatever.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
So, let's get the rest of the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
It is a golf cart, though. I mean,
it's a golf cart. I mean, it feels less serious when it's a golf cart.
Yes.
There should be a different law, I guess, or because you see DUI and, you know, what you quickly assume is a motorized vehicle. And while this is a motorized vehicle, I mean, it's a golf cart. It should be DGUI or something. You know what I mean? Like, it should specify that this was as dumb
DGUI.
As that sounds.
Yes, right. That's good.
Driving golf under the influence.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We can work it out. We can massage it.
We're spitballing. We're fleshing it. Right. Fleshing
Let's
it
take out. That to the next city council meeting, Solana, me and you.
Okay. The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Is there any news on Vic Fangio?
I'm not even joking. I have Vic Fangio update.
Get out of here, really?
I have
That's
Vic,
funny.
I was going to start with Vic Fangio.
Do we have an update?
There's no update. That's the update.
Oh.
I left it blank.
Really petered out, huh?
What's he doing? Like, that's what I want to – I'm telling you guys, well, I think I was right about this yesterday. The Dolphins should rescind their offer.
We saw the tweet from Josina Anderson yesterday that said that the 49ers are officially going to interview him. So if he is waiting to have an interview with the 49ers, he can't accept the job or decline the job until he does the interview, and we don't know who else they're interviewing and when the interviews are going to take place. So obviously we're in a holding pattern.
And Solana, I think you're taking this approach because I don't know if you're valuing Vic Fangio as one of the best defensive coordinators in the world. If this was Aaron Rodgers taking a long time to make the decision, you have no problem with it. It's like he's the Aaron Rodgers of defensive coordinators.
Is he, though? Is he, or is he this offseason and this cycle, he's the best available?
He's been a part of, I think it's been 10 years straight, like he was a part of the top 10 defenses.
Okay. I that's fine. Like, I may be ignorant to how great he is. And I am. I don't know too much about Vic Fangio. But I just think, I mean, what are we doing with Vic Fangio at this point?
Well, I mean, the Packers did it. Like, if he's as valuable as people say or as Crowder's saying, like, I mean, the Packers did it every year with Brett Favre. They would give him as much time as he wanted to come up with his decision. And, you know, so if you're that worth it, then you're that worth it.
I bet with the – I'm probably bring up Brady, but I bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers told Brady. I guarantee Bruce Arians told Brady, hey, if you want to retire, we support you. If you get the itch, please call us first.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done with them.
All right.
I know you're hurting his feelings. Vic can't even sleep at night.
Tua Tagovailoa, great news today. He has been cleared from concussion protocol.
Let's go.
Yesterday, the Heat beat the Cavs, 197. They're game and a half back of Cleveland for the 5 seed. They'll play the Knicks tomorrow, who they're 2 games ahead of in the standings. That's a 7:30 p.m. tip-off from the Garden.
Yeah, nice dub for the Heaters last night, and hopefully they continue on.
Nice dub from Canes Hoops as well. Miami 2-0
yesterday
in basketball here. They beat Virginia Tech by 9 at the Watsco Center. They'll play Clemson on Saturday.
Very good. That one's at Clemson, right?
At Clemson, yeah.
Yeah, and then Monday they're at home hosting Duke.
Yep. And yes, Tom Brady did announce his retirement today.
Let's listen to it. He made his announcement. He videotaped it this morning on a sand dune in Sunny Isles.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Can someone, I don't know what Photoshop is if you add video, can someone Photoshop in Andrew Brunette driving past behind him in a golf cart? While he's making that announcement.
That would be great. Hey, you want to go to Kuna's?
Just erratically driving a golf cart in the background in the sand.
Finally, guys, let's play a game here. Top 10 stream programs overall. I have the top 10 stream movies and the top 10 stream TV shows in front of me. Do you want to guess the
but
top 10?
Is this of all time?
This year. This year. In 2022.
Last year.
Last year.
Right.
Dragon Girl.
I never even heard of that.
Daenerys. What's her name?
Game of Thrones? No.
No, the new one.
Oh, House of Dragon. House
there
of the Dragon.
Go.
No, I have the top five TV shows. What? House of the Dragon is not there.
Wait a second. First you said top 10. Then you said this year, and it was last year. Then you didn't even say it. What do we have? What are we guessing?
The top five.
Because it's down to five?
It's down to five. I had the top 10, but it didn't fit in the show sheet, so I cut it down to five. And I forgot.
We have a paper shortage.
The top five streamed TV shows and movies in the year 2022.
Top five streamed TV shows and movies for 2022. I am going to say
Wakanda Forever.
It's not streamed. It was in a movie theater.
You could stream it.
No, you couldn't.
You can stream it. Yeah, you can. After it comes out of the theater,
no,
it's in the theater, and then it goes to streaming.
Yeah, but
but it's not out yet.
It was available for maybe the last month or the two last months of the year. I mean,
Black Adam.
No, it's got to be Ozark. Everybody loved Ozark this year.
Ozark is in the top five, number four, 31.3 billion streams in 2022.
Ooh. Wow. So Ozark.
Hawk, you watched the number one streamed TV show.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, 52 billion streams.
I actually streamed that 50 billion times because I liked it so much. So it didn't, you know, there was only 2 billion additional outside of me.
I don't like the Upside Down.
Ozark, Stranger Things. Give me a network.
I don't know.
I don't know what streaming platform it's on?
Number two, I don't know what it's on. I have no idea.
Will I know it?
Zombies.
Everybody will know it, but I think you'll be surprised that it's at number two.
Something with zombies.
Something with zombies.
Nothing with zombies.
The Tom Brady retirement video.
NCIS came in at number two, 38.1 billion.
Really?
People
I thought
still
it was on network
it?
TV. Like, you're streaming that?
Yeah. I was shocked, too. Huh. Yeah. Number three is Cocomelon, which I don't know what it is.
Oh, my goodness. My kids love, well, my baby loves it.
Cocomelon?
Cocomelon. The quink, the doink, the doink.
Never heard of it.
It's like for babies, for kids. Like a family lived together. It's like a cartoon White Cosby's. Without Bill being nasty.
Your top five movies streamed. Number one.
Well, wait, you didn't give us the fifth.
It's Encanto. 27.4 billion. But
isn't that a movie?
I thought it was a movie too.
No, you didn't give us the fifth TV show.
That's what it is. Encanto. It's the fifth TV show. They must have made a TV show after the movie.
I think your list is wrong.
It's off. Black Adam.
Barney Miller. So those are the TV shows? You're saying Encanto is a TV show?
I guess so, yeah. But number one movie is also Encanto. So I'm very confused about it. It was streamed.
Yeah, because you did the list wrong. You copy and pasted wrong.
I did.
100%.
27.4 billion streams for Encanto in 2022.
All right.
Number two movie, Turning Red, with 11.4 billion. I've never seen it.
Never heard of it.
Sing 2 comes in at number three, 11.3 billion.
Good show.
Okay.
Number four was Moana, 8.6 billion. And number five, The Adam Project.
Moana's been out for 14 years.
Yeah. What's happening here? What's number five?
The Adam Project at 6.1 billion.
That's Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Talk. I'm with you. This dude's been killing me.
All right. Well, I didn't understand any of the list.
This list is terrible.
I was confused by the whole list. Moana. Anything else, Solana?
Got streamed more than Black Adam.
Moana. Kids love Moana. It's like Frozen. Every kid still watches Frozen.
I'm just saying, today is the first day of Black History Month, and that whole list seemed very disrespectful to The Rock and Black Adam.
I'm with you. Well, doing montages, you're bringing up Encanto.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
Black Adam.
Wakanda forever, Solana.
Your weather is sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Call them 866-954-MORE. Right now, nice and sunny, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
February.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And a reminder again, Saturday, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival and Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
Don't leave me all that beer to drink by myself, because I will now. Don't test me.
Don't challenge them.
Don't do that.
You've got Hurricane Hotline coming up tonight, right here on 560 WQAM. And then our schedule for the next few days. Crowder and I are both off tomorrow. Crowder done the show today in Las Vegas. And we're both off tomorrow. And then Friday, you will hear us from FLA Live Arena, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha, for the NHL All-Star festivities, which get underway at the arena on Friday. You'll have the skills competition Friday night. Solana's going to be out there with us as well. We're going to have a really good time. And then Monday, we're going to be at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. A little UM Duke basketball action. That'll be fun as well. We got and you know what next week is? Next week is Faux Radio Row.
Yes.
You know, for the radio shows that can't afford to make it out to real Radio Row, we do Faux Radio Row.
I might be in Arizona.
What? Wait a second. You're going to Radio Row?
I said Arizona. I didn't say Radio Row.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Just another entity is maybe taking me out there.
Man. I mean, I attached my my cart to Solana and Len, and I ended up in my bedroom in Boca. And Crowder attached his cart to Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor, and he's gallivanting around the country.
Decisions in life, Hawk. Yeah. I'm a part of this mix, too, you know?
Everything comes down to decisions. All of mine have been poor. One more time, we are giving away this dual number custom jersey signed by Mark Duper and Mark Clayton, plus a meet and greet with the Marx Brothers at Sinbad Sports in Pembroke Gardens this Saturday, noon till 2. You can go to sinbadsports.com for details, but if you want to win the jersey, just text Mark, M-A-R-K, to 20357. You can do that right now. Text Mark to 20357. And if your name is picked, you're going to win that autograph Marx Brothers jersey and the meet and greet with the Marx Brothers. So text Mark to 20357. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday. Hurricane Hotline coming up with Joe Zagacki next. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. We're off tomorrow, but Crowder and I will speak with you el viernes.
It's February.
February.
No, I'll eat the butt.
You need to knee.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.